Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our adventure through the scriptures from We Too, how the church can respond redemptively in the sexual abuse crisis. And today's verse is John 10, verses 10 through 12 in the HCSB. It says this: "A thief comes only to steal and kill and to destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd and doesn't own the sheep, leaves them and runs away when he sees a wolf coming. The wolf then snatches and scatters them." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for the pastors listening to this podcast today that you would inform them by this passage, that they would become good shepherds who tend their sheep carefully, prayerfully, kindly, compassionately. And Lord, we pray for our leaders that they would take this verse to heart, that they would understand that they are put in charge of this weighty responsibility of caring for lambs and caring for us. So Lord, we pray for supernatural strength for our leaders today. We pray for insight. We pray that if there are wolves in their midst, they would find them and deal with them appropriately according to your word. Lord, I know that there's a metaphor here about thievery, and it refers very clearly to the enemy of our souls, he who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I can think of no other thing that represents that as well as sexual abuse, stealing one's innocence and safety and sense of their own body, killing their heart, killing their resolve, killing tender parts of themselves that were trusting, destroying just destroying their lives, Lord. And yet, Lord, this can be our story, but it's not the end of our story. There may have been someone who has harmed us, and they may have been informed by the evil one. And yet you say you are going to make all things new. You are going to make rivers through the deserts and pathways through the wilderness. And I pray that humbly, and I pray that boldly today, that my friend listening today would begin to see the trickle of the stream where there's only been sand and cacti, Lord, that there would be, instead of brambles ahead of them and the discouragement that comes in the long healing journey, you would hack away at the brambles and the thorns and the thickets and help them to see there is a pathway forward. I feel like the enemy likes to show us that we'll never get better and that it's impossible. And Lord, that is a lie. He's not only here to steal, kill, and destroy, but he is a liar and the father of lies. So Lord, I pray today that you would uncover some of those lies, especially the lie that we will never heal or we'll never get better or we'll never get over this. It's simply not true. Because of your redemption, because of what you've done on the cross, bearing the weight of our sin and the sins committed against us, and says, by your stripes we are healed. You are the wounded healer. You come to the aid of those who have been wounded. And you walked the streets of Jerusalem and Judea and Galilee, and you saw the suffering of humanity, and you understand because you've been through that. And I think about you naked on the cross and the humiliation of what that must have been like, and being beaten, even though you were innocent, Lord. And I think you can understand what it's like to be exploited by others. So Lord, thank you for your empathy. Thank you for your kindness. And I boldly do pray again that you would heal us, that we would no longer believe it's fatalistic and it will not happen, but we will begin to have some of that light. Lord, would you send shepherds into our lives, and would you make us good shepherds? Lord, would you protect your church from wolves? Would you expose those wolves in fantastic and open ways, so that it is so obvious who they are? So many times those wolves in sheep's clothing, the sheep's clothing disguise is really, really, really convincing. And they have awesome Christian words that they say, and they often look like, you know, the most amazing folks within our midst. And so, Lord, take us down the pathway of having better discernment about who the wolves are. And please, Lord, don't let them continue on in this path. Expose them, Lord, for their sake and for ours and for those they're preying upon. I boldly ask this. I've used the word boldly a lot this time when I prayed, but I do ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to know a little bit more about We2, you can go to we2.org. If you want resources, it's we2.org/resources. If you have a resource, please email me at mary@marydemuth.com and I'll add that in. And then the last one is we2.org/21days. It's the number 21 and the word days. And that's a free 21-day email sequence that will help you on your healing journey. So be blessed today, and I'm so grateful for you, and you are so very loved.